to Resettles Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
That is Lucky Dube. That's the way it is. Welcome to Resettle Radio. This is brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galuak Shul. And my colleague, Henok Gurmesa, is not here yet, but he will be on the way coming. In the studio, we are joined by a very important guest, Mr. Aban Yor, the General Manager of ARCC. We have a lot to talk to you about today. We have a topic for the day, the woman voice. But before that, we have a few reflections to make before we come to the topic that we discuss for the day. And we will give you some announcements that will be coming from the community perspective. So welcome to the studio, Aban.
Thank you, Galuak. It's my pleasure to be here.
Before we get into the topic for the day, the woman voice, I know today is a very important day. We have the Wonder Woman event going on in Maritime Museum. And if you are listening now and you are close to Auckland City, Maritime Museum is in the center of the city, and you can go on at 6 p.m. So the event will kick off from 6 till 8. A very important event is about the wonder things that the women do, you know, in the community. So let's do some reflection about the event that we had in Wellington. We just came back from Wellington about the strengthening refugee voice, the new model they are talking about. I think from the perspective of Immigration New Zealand, I think this is very good that they come back to the resettlement sector to talk about how the new model is going to look like, and they need our input in that. How do you see it in your own view?
Oh, thank you, Gulak, for the question that reflecting on what we have done in Wellington. I think in my personal point of view, being part of that program for many years, that is only for the people who are in touch of strengthening resettlement voices. And it's not for all the refugees background in New Zealand. And from the government point of view, Immigration New Zealand is a national government. And what should be really improving in that program is that to include those who are not really part of it, and they should find a way that how to include them, because the atmosphere of the resettlement sector we operate in is not just an easy sector. There is a lot of politics, and those that are unnecessary politics, just me talking, my personal point of view. We need to find a way of how we make sure that as a country welcoming refugees to New Zealand, we need to have a pathway transition mechanism that will enable them to settle well. So from national government point of view, they should have a different approach in order for resettled community to see themselves, they are welcome and they belong to country which is new home for them. I'm looking forward to see how that will be implemented, because sometimes theory is different from practical part of it. So the time will tell us it's going to be really, as the title states, that community engagement model. Is really a community engagement model or just a name there? So for me, it's a positive move forward. And we know that when change occur or something new coming might have impact in different part of people who are receiving those kind of the support. But for me, it's a positive, and it will allow some of the voices are not there to be heard.
Very true.
That is what we aim as well.
I know they say the new model will consist of, I think, on the four parts of it. It will have employment side of it. It will have language, and it will have, I think, interpretation comes under the language. And I know employment is the center part of all this, but, you know, they have not given us the statistics, you know, what has been achieved so far. And what is hanging on the balance that needs to be fixed, and the shift where we are going to.
That also will in the determinant of the communities themselves, because what immigration need to see, the community are the people who drive that program. But sometimes within our community as well, it's very hard for some of the people to understand how that things work. Therefore, ARCC was really very strong by saying the Immigration New Zealand should have a proper way of building capacity of the community in order for them to understand how the program works. Because you can't just expect people, this is the program, carry on with it. It doesn't really work well, according to my experience. What is needed is really to have the opportunity give those people a training in order for them to know how the program works. Mm. And that is what is needed, I think.
Yeah. And if you are listening and you are from a community that is not represented in any way in New Zealand, there are so many ways in here in Auckland where you can get involved with the community activities. Here in ISCC, we have 18 different communities from different countries. So we have 20 different communities from different countries, from Iraq, from Kurdistan, from Afghanistan, from Somalia, Rwanda, Burundi, you know.
Also what we're trying to encourage other communities who are not under ARCC. It doesn't matter you belong to ARCC membership or not. We invite you to just let us have a dialogue where you will see your voice, whatever you think is appropriate, and engage you with also the program. So mainly, as we always say, ARCC is not presenting all the voices of refugees background in Auckland. Mm-hmm. We are just part of the program. So for those who are, they think to themselves they've been left out, I think there is opportunity. And that opportunity will not come by itself. You need to just come out from your comfort zone and approach immigration themselves. And also you can approach ARCC, where we will see your need fit, and we will advise as well alongside working together to reach to your voice. So the opportunity there, and also the government is encouraging to all the community really to collectively come together and utilize the opportunity which is New Zealand as a country offering to us, and see a pathway to resettlement in a positive way. So I do encourage our listeners to spread the word. And also, we are coming with the new names. It's not Estranging Refugees Voices.
Mm.
We're trying to change the name because it's not reflecting what resettled community they are representing.
Some people seems to be cut out from the name.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
So if you don't know how to get hold of ARCC, you can give us a call at 09-846-0110, or you can email us at admin@arcc.org.nz. So either way, we can get hold of you. And this is a very great community-based organization where all communities work together. And if you come to ARCC, you will not go back the way you came, because everybody fit in. It doesn't matter where you come from. This is a big family, and you're going to love it. If you are there in the community and you don't know where to associate yourself with, so this is a very good place for you to come and join us. It's on a voluntary basis. Nobody force you to do so. Let's go for a break and we will come back. Let's listen to Shakira Waka Waka. Enjoy.
Time to shine, don't wait in line. If I'm a sport,
Welcome back. That's Shakira, Waka Waka. I think it has history in this. It was 2010 World Cup in South Africa in Johannesburg. And not a lot of people knew she would be there. And she appeared from nowhere. And it was like the whole of Johannesburg just went wild. And even I saw Madiba was so happy for her to be in Johannesburg, because a lot of nations did not know that the World Cup would be smooth in South Africa, because it's for the first time to be played on the continent, and South Africa had like 6 months, you know, cleaning all the bad guys. Not really. They were not protecting South Africa, but they were protecting the whole continent. And that's a credit for the whole Africa, by the way. Yeah, welcome back. You were listening to Rosetta Radio Live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. In the studio with me is my colleague Henok Urmesa and a very important guest, Aban. You're the ARCC General Manager. We have been talking about reflections that we have made on the trip that we went to Wellington on the strengthening refugee voices. Aban was saying the name will be changed because some communities don't feel fit in that.
We keep changing names.
So a lot of ARCC has changed the name, and now we are changing the name in Immigration New Zealand.
I think people need to understand that what we are facing in regarding to that. We have this is what I can call it anti-immigration language, which is when people come to this country, there is a different categories. But when we already settled here, the label of the name has been given to us is not reflecting, because our status being a refugees when we were overseas, but arriving in New Zealand, having a permanent resident and a citizen is not reflect that. So this is the only thing that we're trying to correct and make sure that New Zealand have its own value in that, because this is what we are entitled to.
I think it fits into the philosophy of ARCC, where, you know, you don't call somebody by what he's not, you know. Call somebody by what he is, actually. And we should not be given names that we don't, that, you know, that do not reflect in our daily activities and our daily lives. I think that's the bottom line to all this. And I was happy that Andrew was good for the name change. And he even went further by saying, bring any name you suggest, so we will go through them, all of them. So I think that's...
And to be honest, it's not because of the refugees' background or because of ARCC, but this is part of New Zealand values of giving people their right, you know, and we need to play in that space, because as a country, we have a reputation nationally. So what we're trying to do is just correcting the term, which is not reflect to the people we call them. And that is important. And if we don't say it, no one will be there to do that.
And this is where I give New Zealand a good credit. You know, it's not very common in many countries to change things like that, and even to have an atmosphere where they work with the community in such a level. In some governments, they are restricted. What they suggest, it goes. So no amendments, no change. But here in New Zealand, it's flexible. This is the space, you know, where we really fit in. And you I think there's a fair play in the field of freedom there. Although nothing is smooth. But, you know, so far so good, you know. That's one of the things.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing to discuss right this moment. This nice opportunity having Mr. Aban in the studio right now. Mr. Aban, like, would you please, you know, explain, you know, why we needed to change the name refugee, or to replace refugee by the term resettled, because sometimes I see some people a bit confused with that change or that terminology. So why, like, we need to change that name from refugee to resettled?
Okay, back again to the topic. I think what is missing from many people to understand the terminology which has been used. For me, when I was a refugee, first of all, I don't have a country. I don't have something to call home. That's the space where the status of refugees is reflecting. And when I arrive in New Zealand, I have a different status. Okay, being from refugees to permanent resident to citizen of this country. But if you refer me to call me a refugee, that the word refugees is losing its really meaning.
Yeah.
Okay. It's losing its meaning because it not reflects the current status I have. My previous status was a refugee, and I am in the present. I am not in the past. If we are going to call everyone according to their background, I think many New Zealanders, everyone have his background. If it's not you, your ancestors, because each every one of us have history. So we're not living in the past. We are living in the present, planning to future. And that is what is important. So the term refugees, there are many people who are really confusing to understand. Why they're confusing? Because of the program of service providers. They're using that terminology in order for them to get the resources to support those in need. But in the long term, let us give those hospitality which in New Zealand is entitled to welcome refugees to this country. When they're overseas, they are refugees. But when they're in our family, they're not refugees any longer. They are different. Their status is really totally different. We need to give ourselves a chance to ask, okay, now they are in a different stages. So that is their right and they need to have it. And what is missing? New Zealand public, many of them, they are not aware of the program or the process. As a refugee's background, we have the obligation to share our stories with New Zealanders in order for them to understand where we come from, who we are, because we are the people who want to be part of them. They need to understand us. And if we don't introduce ourselves to them, it's going to be hard for them to understand us. So this is a part of the role we should play, because there is opportunity there. And there are many people we've come across through the work we do, they're complaining about settling in this country because they can't navigate the way how they can make the thing they're expecting to make. And what we say, this country is great. It's about just taking the time, relax, and ask what you don't know you're going to get there. It's a matter of time. So what I'm saying is this, it's our obligation to correct what is not right. And that is the credit of New Zealand, having a simple things of giving people their right. And that's the basic right, you know?
Yeah. I think your question is all right, because ordinary person would ask the same question.
Yeah.
Someone would ask, not know the work of the resettlement here and the work we do. I think Aband has the right answer. It goes back to the word refugee and who is a refugee, you know? Because if you come to this country with a New Zealand resident already given to you before, even you touch down, you're no longer a refugee anymore. And once you
people are confused. Even someone arrive as a family reunification, joining their family here, because they're having a family here, come here as a refugee, they still call a refugee.
Yeah, and you have been here for 20 years. 20 years you have been participating, you know, carrying out your duties as a good citizen of this country. You voted, you know, you work, you pay taxes, and then tomorrow they will be like, hey, you are a refugee. Is this inclusion or exclusion?
It's fair enough to say that we're not refugees, but we're resettled once we arrived here in New Zealand.
Yeah,
but
because you are still given a chance to resettle.
Yes, that but still, the like, there is what I say, there is a missing link in understanding the two terms, like refugee and resettlement, or resettled. So, like, still some universal
Resettle is a name of the organization, but it's not a people. Mm. Those people, they are entitled of New Zealand, New Zealanders.
Mm.
When you talk about resettle, it's an ARCC name. It's not a people name.
Yes.
And that's a misunderstanding. The people are not getting it.
Yes.
That's the ICC name.
Yes.
But for those people who settle in New Zealand here, what you need to relate to them positively, you can say refugees background or former refugees, but they are resettled already.
Mm.
Because the word resettled is reflecting from moving from another place to a different place. Okay.
Okay, Tim, let's have a break and then we will come back.
Let's go to
Myanmar. Let's have music from Myanmar. And then we come back from there. Enjoy. Welcome back. This is a song from Myanmar, previously called Burma. And that's a good song, but we don't know what it means. All we know is a love song. And the good thing about the song, you don't need to know the meaning. As long as the tune is good, you follow it.
That's the good thing about the song, is communicating with the heart, and the beat itself, and the beat is really itself. Engaging.
Yeah. So in the studio, we become Burmese. So that's how big we are.
I think we are traveling all the continents, and that's what reflects our identity as a community or organization.
Yeah, so we are very diverse. We are not in one place. So before we end your question, I think we go back to the topic for the day.
Yes.
We prepare a topic for the day, and then we come back. When we exhaust that topic, and then we come back to your question, if it's not done yet, if it's not finished. So our topic for the day, we have an event today going on in New Zealand Maritime Museum about the woman. And the event name is Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. I saw a clip of what is going on. It's very amazing. A collection of women from different backgrounds, from all over the resettlement sector, and it's really very good. So it comes, the question is, what is the voice of the woman in this country? Because we come from a different place where a woman is not even allowed to not just to express her opinion or ideas freely, but even to get outside, you know, out there, is even a problem. There are some women who are not allowed to drive. You know, in Saudi Arabia is there, and some parts of the Middle East, there are some women who are not allowed to be engineers in school and medical doctors. So there are men jobs which women are not supposed to touch. But here, when we come to this country, you get this big playing field where it accommodates everybody. And that's the voice of the woman comes in. So it comes to the question, what can a woman from a refugee background do in this country? So we have a lot of wonderful women out there, but some of them are, you know, they have come, you know, they call it what, they break the glass ceiling. So, yeah. So let's go over this one. What would be the voice of the woman in this country, really? How can we help the woman? I know we will get into that. We have a WISE Collective, which is ARCC and ARMS can be proud of that, you know, because it is a partnership program. It has now brought on board a lot of women from different backgrounds. And this is a very good initiative. But what would a woman from a refugee background can do to come out openly, you know, and engage with other women?
I think you make it specifically, but when we talk about the topic of women, in my view is that we're talking about our mothers, we're talking about our wife, we're talking about our sisters, we talk about our daughters. Because in the nature, women have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
But independent of the culture, how that culture impresses the role of the woman in the society. So, and again, that's what I was saying before, we are lucky people to be in this country where we impress what is not right, because in this world, if we have a free, where there is a question for any subject, we see is a matter to be questioned, that's what opportunity New Zealand has given.
Mm.
So when we talk about the voice of the woman, it's not just only the woman themselves, also with their families, because woman is a glue of the family.
Of the family, yeah.
So, and if we have that aspect, or is every, we're talking as a man, it's opposite gender, but what we really value in this life is that women are part of us. And what is really matter is that when their contribution is not being seen or being acknowledged in the society, this is where the thing is really go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand where you are talking about related to where we're coming from. Women's voices are not visible in the society, but there are a good countries as well. They have women's voice, and you can see women in a different position within a government or a sector. In terms of the country that not allowing women to participate in the society or in a public arena, I think that's related to all school mentality in terms of how the thing has been categorized in the society. This belong to this, this belong to this, this belong to this. But now we're having a world of openness, a world of dialogue where everyone really come out and express what they title to talk about.
Mm.
But within a New Zealand context regarding to refugees background women, I think they have the opportunity to come out from their comfort zone to be part of the society, because as always I said, the opportunity already is there. New Zealand already offered the opportunity, but the hard part of it, if they don't help themselves to come out and ask for the what they need.
Mm.
So there is a different way, there is opportunity. But before I go to what ARCC does for women, I think I will give opportunity to Enoch as well to reflect on that.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting discussion. Actually, when we look at, you know, the situation happening here, you know, what looks like the situation here, despite the fact that New Zealand is one of the most favored countries for women in the world, it takes time for the women to take, you know, stages in our, and going out and expressing themselves. It takes time. It's completely new environment. As we know that even ARCC has women from different backgrounds, but most importantly from Africa and the Middle East. And then in this countries and most of this part of the world, the system there, the environment there is repressing. Like, it doesn't allow women to express themselves. And it's really hard when they get that chance, even like, you know, when they move to a place like New Zealand or the States or European countries. And it takes time. Like, you know, it will be a new environment for them. And it will be a bit hard for them, like, you know, coming out and being inspired and telling their stories and taking initiatives. Even. So, yeah, we really appreciate, you know,
but also that is require help within the family, because when we talk today about women, it come back to you as an individual. How do you treat your woman or your children or your daughter or your mom at home? This is where we're talking about, because you can't go outside there and judge outside there or in the public while you're in owned. You're not functioning well. You know what I mean? So it come to the individual and the culture you impress yourself in, because we're talking about a different diversity now.
Yeah.
And when we talk about a diversity, regardless of where we're coming from, there is a commonality within New Zealand. Because if we ask the commonality of the diversity ARCC present, we come from different country, but New Zealand as a country will bring us together. Opportunity of New Zealand will bring us together. And that's the window of the opportunity we need to look at. How we help those isolated women in our community, regardless to the background we come from. Because many of them is being isolated. The reason why, because language barrier is there, and networking or standard family around them is not there. And the culture of New Zealand is that it reflect mostly individuality, not collectively.
Yeah.
But if you go to Maori society, this way you can see the collectiveness in terms of whānau. And that is the kind of the factors that have impact on our women. But what we're saying here today, or even this event today, is something to aware our women there is a place for them. And whatever they are, they need to come out and just share with available services around them, because we do believe there are many services outside there targeting women. So
I think the basic thing is how to get out there and navigate all these things. Because when you come to this country, before you even come here, you don't know what is the other life waiting for you from here. You come with big dreams. So I'm going to do this. I'm even dreaming about buying houses in the first 6 months. some people are even promising their parents back home, now I'm leaving, I'm going there. So your life will be better for forever. So forget about this suffering. The moment I bought that plane, forget about suffering. You will, your life will be amazing. And when they come here, they talk about committing suicide.
Yeah, that reality, Galwak, to be honest, because when you outside, you dream and you have a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
Before we arrive in New Zealand, for example, I don't know anything about New Zealand.
Mm.
And only what I know is a green country. English and Maori, they are the two languages, and the chief is more than people in New Zealand. That's the only two things I know.
Yeah.
But my expectation when I arrive is just to find a job.
Yeah.
You know? When you are outside, you have a lot of expectation. But when you face the reality, all those things,
will change.
Unmet expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be ready on that.
Yeah.
You see? So some of the women we have here in New Zealand, the background they come from, this is what I feel sorry about it. The background they come from is very destructive. And when there is a war, always, anywhere in the world, the women and children, they're caught up as a victim. Always. Always. And for them coming to this country to have the opportunity where they can see their life is progressing. And the fact is, just I mentioned before, when it's occurring in a place, this is where they're asking other people to come and just support them.
Mm.
So what we need to do is that to work hard, to send message outside to those isolated women to ensure that they have connection with other Kiwis or other refugees background or anyone in our neighborhood to have opportunity to engage. So opportunity is there.
I think you put it in a better way, that it goes down to the man.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in your house? Mm-hmm. Is there some sort of dictatorship going on?
Is familiar with many of the women we have. Yeah. You know, the women coming from African background, from Asian background, the Middle East background, usually face this kind of behavior from their husbands or partners usually, and that is common to say. Still, now I want to, when Mr. Rahman say that socialization is needed for them, like, you know, they came from the background where socialization takes a deep root in the society, but when they are here, you know, they are isolated. When we just keep them still going and together, you know, get together with their own people, you know, people from the same country, at the same time we're just making them even not to get adapted to the culture, the new culture in New Zealand. So it's better to just encourage them, you know, going out and meet with other women as well, from the same background, but with a different background as well.
The challenge also, you need to understand, for our New Zealanders women, they have open heart to support those women. And the only thing is that is a time is a factor, because it will take time for them to process, to understand one another, because the culture they come from need to be expected as well. For whoever want to help, need to understand background of those people.
Mm.
Because some people, they take it really wrongly by saying, oh, we will do this, we will do this. But you don't know background. Mm. It's a very challenge for anyone who want to help someone without knowing what the background they're coming from. It will take process. But when something is started, I believe that it will end to the good cause of whatever motivation behind someone who want to help those women. But we here and open our heart to help our sisters, our wife, our mothers, our daughters.
Yeah, so if you are listening and you have a woman with you, the good way is, you know, if you go to, let's say, if you go to the church or to the mosque or to temple or whatever your religious belief is, go with her. Because a connection might occur anywhere, you know. Mm. Even in the bus, don't shy to say hi to someone. You never know what will come up from there. It is about starting it, and then the things will flow from there, you know. Because it's staying, isolating yourself, you know, for this period of time is not helping. It's about expanding yourself, meeting new people.
Our encouragement to the helpers, I think, when you want to help someone with positive intentions, without expecting in return some things, that's a genuine help. But if you want to help someone and you're expecting some things, that's a strong treasury at all.
Yeah.
But what is important for us, it's Kiwis, is that to help others, always our intention is good.
I know some people help others, and then tomorrow they will be see. If that were not me, he would not be there.
That's what I am saying.
I put a lot of energy in that.
Yeah,
I invest a lot.
In return, is that claiming the right of other person because you help, and they claiming, oh, if it's not me, you just a messenger passing a message, and the person need to determine and own that things, and that is the genuine help we're looking for. You need to help yourself as an individual to find someone to help you.
Yeah.
Because any success in this life, regardless of your gender, independent of people around you.
Yes. Let's go for a break and we will come back and we will talk about other things, including some of the announcements. This is music from Syria. It's a rap music.
صحات الشام روحي بيدي فوق القماصة أنا إنسان حقي عيش ولا مو حق إرصاصة قمع سكر عراسي شوفها عم بتسم لك بركي بتحس إنك بإيدك عم تقتل أهلك لما الطفل صير ضحية ولك شو يعني لما بيحكمونا الماسونية ولك شو يعني لما الفتنة بتعم الشام ولك شو يعني لما عمي فرعن الحكام ولك شو يعني لما عم نهجر القرآن ولك شو يعني لما عم نكفر بالكلام شو يعني افهم بس كيف السوري عم يقتل سوري والإسرائيلي بالجولاند الناس الورد الجوري بأي دين من الأديان أو بأي كتاب اتحلل قتل المسلم أصبحنا كالذئاب باسم النظام منقتل باسم الحرية منقتل باسم الدين منقتل ولك باسم الرب منقتل الدنيا هي بس احنا اللي تغيرنا نسينا يوم الساعة بالذنوب انطمرنا سؤالي الأول قدي أصر لك ما صليت قدي أصر لك كتاب قلنا جنسية السورية حلم والله جنة انت يا سورية جنة حتى بنارك بعذابك يا رح تبني جنة خليكي شوكة غزة بقلب كل حكام العرب خليكي سمي دمهم حتى سميكي شرب ولك اصحي يا سورية انت بكيت الرجال من فخامة اسمك وعزك انهزت الجبال لما نزرع الفكرة بكرة نحصد نجاح شوفوا سورية حرة لا تبكوا على اللي راح واقف بنص المقابر عم بنادي للشهيد اصحى وشوف سورية رح تتعمر من جديد ببلاد الغربة لما يسألوني انت مين انا مواطن سوري جدي صلاح الدين كل دولة بدها تصفي حسابها عم تجي لعنا كل واحد بده ساحة حرب يتفضل لعنا مخططات ماسونية عم تنحاك عنا حلوا عن سما سورية ولا حلوا عنا اسمع ما عم غني حتى اسمي ما اسمع ما بقبل بكلماتي تخضع طعن بوطنيتي وبسما حريتي سوري من حق عيش ايوه هي كل قضيتي عم بطلب الرحمة من الله مو من البشر شو بينفع الكلام لما الحقد انتشر سوري مصدر الرجولة فكفك قذيفة بتمي ايوه سوري حر وهي الجملة زمرة دمي بصرخ بصوتي اعلى طبقة ممكن وصلاة بتحامى بالقرآن انا بتعافى بالصلاة لا تهددني بالقتل الموت مالي خايف منه لا تخوفني بالذبح مخي سوري روح اسأل عنا اتبع خطوات اللي قال ربك ورسوله بتعرف انه نحنا صرنا عايشين بمهزلة حلل لي كلامي يلي هلأ انا عم اقوله سني شيعي عادي ما كانت عندي هالمسألة الهم كان اني عيش ارفع اسمك يا بلادي على الرجولة والكرامة فيكي يربوا ولادي انت يا سورية يا ما فضلتي على العالم كله وهن جرحوكي عادي حكام عربي شلو اطفال بدال المراجي عالنارك بودا بابي. تعلم الرجولة وحكام العرب عصابة كذبوا نفاق استهزاء وذل بالشعوب مالي سائل عنكن عادي الموت عجبيني مقلوب حاطت عمامة طول دقنا كفتي بالجهاد شوهتوا ديني ولك يا ما خربتوا بلاد متنا بالإسلام هي السلام وعليكم يعني بعرف ديني منيح ومو محتاج دفاتاويكم لما الشيوخ أعلنوا الجهاد ضد المسلمين ونسوا فلسطين وغزة المحاصرة من سنين
Welcome back. This is a rap song from Syria. Still we are going through continent by continent. We are now in Middle East. Welcome back to Resident Radio Live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And I'm your host, Galwa Shul and Enoch Gumesa, and ARCC General Manager Aban Yul. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We have the topic for the day, the Wonder Woman, and then we had the reflection on strengthening refugee voices with the name change. It's going to be resettled or resettling or whatever the Andrew was saying, bring it on. So a lot of good things are happening. First of all, we are in need of help. ARCC is asking for help for those who are good in driving, not only good in driving but good clean record. We have ARCC is running an open road driving program. It has been there now for about 2 months, right? It's
3 months.
For 3 months. So imagine someone from a different country has just come to New Zealand or has been in New Zealand, and the partner is working and the kids are in the house maybe with a wife, and the wife does not know how to drive, and the child is seriously sick. So the life in that house is, the well-being of that house is not going the way it should. So those people should know how to drive. So that's why we came with this idea of assisting people to drive, helping them. It's free from us, and if you volunteer to help, it will also be free. We appreciate that time. Every one time, you know, it comes and it helps. Every help is appreciable. So if you have heart to help, this is a good place to come and help the people from the resettlement community or communities from refugee backgrounds. This is where we need your support as Kiwis, because when we are on our own and we see a Kiwi offering a help, you know, we very much appreciate that. And please don't hesitate to come and give us that help.
I think what we're offering here, Galwag, I think it's opportunity for ordinary Kiwis people to lean to hospitality of welcoming to refugees to this country. One of the program we really find is very hard when someone who want to do something but driving, it become a challenge. And now we have an opportunity in collaboration with Red Cross and Immigration New Zealand. Mm. And the program has been run in other regions, and now in the largest city in New Zealand is Auckland. What we're trying to find out is that to have generous volunteers or as a mentor to support learners to get there restricted. So we're looking for volunteers to sign up with ARCC and then make sure you have someone engaged with. It's a very unique program and you will love it to have someone from different background, and you will learn a lot as well as you offering your time. Hmm. When you engage with the learner, you will learn.
It's learning those ways.
Yes, exactly.
And if you don't know how to get in touch with ARCC, you can give us a call at 09846-0110 or give us email us at admin@arcc.org.nz. Both ways work, whatever way you can afford. So phone call, email, all of them.
And the location as well, 2/869 Mount Albert.
Yeah, if you don't know, just ask for the Mount Albert train station. So we can even see you from train station. We are very close. we have a very amazing community, and every help, you know, is needed. And please don't shy away to come to this community.
And remember, we always proud being in this country, and we love it, and we need to make sure we do what is right for the name of our country.
And we say we are New Zealanders now.
Yeah.
That's why we are new Kiwis. All right, see you next Saturday, and we will have a lot to talk about on Saturday next week. Bye-bye. Until then, everyone, every team, saying bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye. See you next week.
See you next Saturday.
See you next time.
We are leaving you in Somalia, in Somali song. Back to Africa.
Horn of Africa.
Yeah.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.